you. Recorded live.
God bless you all today. I would like to welcome you all to another talk show segment of the Spirit of Elijah Ministries. Once again, I'm your host, Apostle Lionel Blair. And we have an interesting topic to discuss today. Those of you all who are still in the chat room, I see Sherelle is in the chat room. Message me in the chat room. Let me know if you can hear me clearly. Praise God. Just let me know if you can hear me clearly. And then I want to make sure that everybody can hear me on tonight. Amen. I want to make sure that everybody can hear me on tonight. And amen. Tonight is something that's really been in my spirit very heavy. You know, the Lord has given me a little bit of insight on it. Praise God. And you know, we're gonna begin to talk about tonight prophetic schizophrenia. Amen. I know that that's a topic that many people don't really talk about too much. Praise God. But tonight, amen, we're gonna get into it, amen. Amen. If you can hear me barely, I wanna make sure everybody can hear me. Hold up one second. Amen. Amen. I'm on this Bluetooth thing. Praise God. It's been kind of acting up today. Praise God. But we're going to go forth anyhow. Amen. Now, check this out. A lot of people say, what is prophetic schizophrenia? First of all, in order to know what prophetic schizophrenia is, first you must know what schizophrenia is. Amen. And we're going to get into it tonight because, you know, there's a lot of people out there that's flowing, you know, in the gift, amen, but there's no structure or no order to the gift. Can I say that again? A lot of people are flowing in the gift, are flowing in the prophetic, but, you know, there's no structure in their gift. Amen. It's not enough just to have a gift. Amen. You gotta be trained in that gift. Amen. You got to have some kind of seasoning in that gift. Praise God, and you got to have some character with that gift. Amen. Can I say that again? You got to have some character with that gift. Amen. Once again, can you all hear me? Let me know if you can hear me. Amen. I want to make sure everybody can hear me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I understand this, that there's a lot of people that's prophesying, amen, and some of them are even accurate. But the only thing about that is the accuracy of your gift does not necessarily make you true, because you have psychics and different people that people go to that are accurate. So the accuracy of your gift has nothing to do with the fact that whether you are real or false. Amen. There's a whole lot of things that come with being a prophet other than you being accurate. Amen. Because you got some folks out there now that are accurate, but they won't prophesy to you unless you give them a fee to prophesy to you for. Amen. They prophesy for hire. They teach for gain. Amen. You can't even come into their presence without having at least a $100 bill or something. Praise God. Some folks are like that. Amen. Hallelujah. But we're going to define a prophetic schizophrenia tonight. And I'm going to tell you why it's named prophetic schizophrenia. First of all, that's a name that was in my spirit. Amen. Because once you understand schizophrenia, amen, and you see how a lot of prophetic people operate today, amen, they have similar characteristics to a schizophrenic, amen. Similar characteristics to schizophrenia. First of all, James 1 and 8 says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, including his or her ability to be able to prophesy. Amen? And if you look further up, let me just read further up real quick. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me read further up. Amen. Let me read James, the first chapter. I'm going to start at verse 5. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. It shall be given him. So understand this, that if you ask for wisdom, God will give you wisdom, okay? Because God does not want us ignorant. He does not want us not knowing how to be able to do anything or how to apply the word of God. Amen. The Lord gives us wisdom so that we'll know how to apply the word of God. We'll know how to take in and receive stuff and apply it. Okay. So the Lord, that there's no excuse for none of us in the body of Christ not having wisdom, because the Bible specifically says that God bestows wisdom upon us freely if we ask. Okay, so if we ask, it will be given to us. Amen. It says, but let him ask in faith. Amen. So if you ask for wisdom, and if you ask it in faith, believing that God is going to give you what you ask for. Amen. Because understand this, that wisdom is about the best thing you can ask for. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Instead of asking for riches, Solomon asked for wisdom. Amen. And the Lord began to, the Lord bestowed upon him wealth, honor, and everything else. Why? Because he asked for wisdom. Amen. Because he wanted to know how to lead the people of God correctly. He didn't want to lead them astray in the beginning. Because later on we read that, you know, he gained so much wisdom, he became a know-it-all and left God. Amen. And start serving idols and everything else. Amen. But in the beginning, Solomon started off as a good king. Praise God. So understand this, that God will give you wisdom. And if you ask in faith, it says nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Amen. So a person who wavers is unstable, because the waves of the sea are unstable. Amen. If you see a boat on the sea and it's windy, you see the boat going up and down and lean from right to left, and, you know, you never know what it's going to do next. You see, so a person who is unstable, amen, you never know what they're going to do next. Now, there's a difference because, see, understand this, that prophets are very spontaneous people, okay? So God will have prophets that do some of the weirdest stuff, stuff that folks don't even understand. Praise God. I have some friends who are prophets now, amen, and I don't understand nothing they do sometimes. Amen. I understand that God is dealing with them in a certain manner, but, you know, when they do it, I just don't understand it. Praise God, but it be God, amen, and I don't have too many friends, amen, I only have a few, a handful, praise God, but check this out, though, it says, for he that wavers like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed, for let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So understand this, that faith is what keeps you solid, okay? Once you know something and you believe it with all your heart, you're going to stand on that thing. And you're not going to deviate from it. Amen? You are not going to deviate from what the word of God says or what the Lord has spoken to you. All right? So the thing about it is that when you're not solid in your belief in God and what he says, you're liable to be driven with every wind of doctrine, like the Bible says. Amen. You are liable to be deceived very easily. Amen. And a lot of people who become deceived later on become deceivers, and we're going to get into that later. Praise God. But you cannot receive nothing from God if you are unstable. Okay? If you are unstable in your walk with God, you cannot receive nothing from God. That's why I try to encourage everybody that I can, you know, establish your own relationship with God and be solid in that. I'm going to say that again. Establish your own relationship with God and be solid in that. Because that way, can't nobody come and tell you any and everything. Oh, can I say that again? That way, can't nobody come and tell you any and everything. Because understand this, that when you build your relationship with God, you're going to have all kind of folks come and tell you crazy stuff. Stuff that some folks will even come and prophesy stuff to you that God ain't even say. I think just about every believer has been through that in some way or fashion or another. Amen? So when you're solid in your own relationship with God, amen, and you're living your life according to the standards of the Word of God, amen, just know that whatever you ask God for, amen, he's going to give it to you. Why? Because when you're lined up with God and you ask something, God is going to give it. Why? Because the Bible says, some people say, well, you know, God will only, you know, give it to you if it's according to his will. But if you lined up with his will, then the only thing that you're going to want is what's in the will of God. So you begin to actually ask for those things that God really wants you to have in the first beginning. And yes, he'll give you the desires of your heart. Amen. But if you line up with God, then your desires going to line up with his. I know that's kind of too deep for some folks. It just went over some folks' heads, praise God. Amen. But it's all good. Amen. Because some folks actually teach that God will give us everything we want. If he give us everything we want, praise God, then that's not good. Amen. God don't give everybody everything that they want. Amen. But what he does is he seeks to conform your will to his, so that way when you ask, it'll already be according to his will, and it'll be given unto you. Yes. Think about it is now developing a relationship with God to ask God, okay, what is it? What is your will for my life? What is it that you want me to have? What is it that you want me to do? Amen. Because everything that God gives you, amen, will benefit him first. Amen. You're going to benefit too, praise God, but it's for the building of his kingdom first. Amen. Kind of deviating from the subject a little bit, but it's all good. Amen. Praise God. It says, verse 8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all. It didn't say some. It says all his ways. Amen. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. So if you're not solid in God yourself, even when you try to move forward in the things of the Spirit, you will always be unstable. Amen. You will always be unstable. And I'm not just talking about being unstable in the natural either. Amen. Sometimes we can't go by the natural because what we call unstable may not be what God is calling unstable at the time. Praise God. A lot of people would consider the Apostle Paul to be an unstable man. Why? Because he was always traveling from this place to that place. He stayed somewhere for 3 years, teach the people, plant a church, and then he'd go somewhere else. And then he'd get locked up here, get out, and go somewhere else and teach, and then get locked up in that city or get thrown out, kicked out the city, praise God, for teaching and preaching the kingdom. Amen, and he was always on the go, and some people will consider him to be a vagabond. Amen, but you only become a vagabond when you're out of the vein of your assignment. Amen, but understand this, that a stability stability is a spiritual place first. Amen. It is a place in your mind. Amen. When you are stable, truly stable in the things of God. Amen. Your mind is set. Amen. Your mind is set. Your feet are planted. Your spirit is settled. Amen. But a lot of people really don't have no stability. I mean, you're in one place, but inwardly, spiritually, you're wrestling and you're fighting and you're battling and there's no stability there. You're not stable. You're not settled. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to. Praise God. But I feel like I'm talking to one person that's listening to me now. Amen. You're not stable inwardly, and you know you're not. Praise God. Amen. You had too many folks speaking in your ear. Amen. Too many folks speaking in your ear. Praise God. That's what I just felt. Amen. But check this out. It says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now, dealing with the spirit of schizophrenia, amen, you're dealing with a double-minded spirit. You really is. Amen. When you cast out schizophrenia, when you call out double-mindedness, all that goes hand in hand. You're going to get some kind of manifestation going. Praise God. But I want to begin to define schizophrenia real quick, and I'm not going to try to be before you too long tonight. Praise God. I just want to bring some things before you. Now, here's what Wikipedia says about schizophrenia, all right? I just want to read to you what Wikipedia says about schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a mental disorder characterized by a disintegration of thought processes and emotional responsiveness, all right? It most commonly manifests as auditory hallucinations, paranoid or bizarre delusions, or disorganized speech and thinking, and it is accompanied by significant social or occupational dysfunction. Amen. That's what Wikipedia says about schizophrenia. Now, you want to know what prophetic schizophrenia is? Spiritualize everything I just said. And you got prophetic schizophrenia. I'm going to tell you what I mean in a second. Once again, we must define first what is being unstable. Amen. Because you got a lot of folks that settled in the natural, but they're unstable in their mind. Amen. They got a tug of war going on. They got too much stuff going on at one time. Amen. So we can't always look at the natural to define somebody's stability. Praise God. Because you got some folks that in the natural, their lives look jacked up like the Apostle Paul. He was always going from this place to that place. He ain't never getting married. All the apostles and the prophets in the Bible, you know, they always had stuff going on, always had stuff going on, always had stuff going on with them. But they were stable in God. They were solid. They were solid in their belief. They were solid in their faith. And when they spoke something, it was solid too. Amen. When they spoke something, it was solid. Amen. You can't always judge a person. Amen. We have to be careful what we label folks because we don't know what season that they're in. Uh-oh, can I say that again? We have to be careful what we label people because you don't know what season that they're in. Amen. You don't know what season that a person is in. So you got to be careful what you label a person to be. Praise God. Now, I'm going to get into the characteristics of a prophetic schizophrenic. All right? We're going to define prophetic schizophrenia by the characteristics of prophetic schizophrenia tonight. Amen. Like I said, I read to you the definition of schizophrenia before. Amen. All you got to do is spiritualize everything that I just said. And that's what I'm going to do. Amen. I'm going to spiritualize what I just said. All right? Characteristics of a prophetic schizophrenic. First of all, they can't stick to what God gave them in the beginning. That's one thing. A prophetic schizophrenic will never stick to the first thing God gave them. The Bible says in Revelation that I have this one thing against you, that you have left your first love. Amen. I see people come in so on fire for God. So on fire for God. Amen. But later on, shoot, certain stuff happened. Folks start laying hands on them. They start getting deep. They start prophesying and speaking in tongues. And, you know, they started getting deep into this stuff. And then all of a sudden they started getting contaminated by the mixture that's around them. Praise God. And then they begin to lose sight themselves of what God first originally gave them. Let me tell you something. When God gives you a vision, he will never deviate from what he first gave you. I don't care. If the Lord gave you a vision to establish a ministry that's going to reach prostitutes, for example, let me just use that as an example. Of course, you know, you're called to more than just prostitutes. Amen. Amen. That's just a portion of what your ministry is called to. Every ministry, amen. Every ministry should be called to those that don't know Christ, whether it's a prostitute, pimp, drug addict, drug user, drug pusher, whatever. Amen. But understand this, that if God gave you a ministry to prostitutes, he's not going to turn around and say, okay, now I gave you a ministry to a whole bunch of religious church folks who already got it together anyway. Amen. God will never give you something. And that was just an example, y'all, so don't get all bent out of shape. That's the best example I can come up with right now. Praise God. So don't get bent out of shape, amen, because every church is called everybody. I'm trying to make a point. Praise God. That when God first gives you something, he's not going to flip the script, amen. What he might do, he might add to it or give you more insight on what he first gave you. And that's mostly what it is. He will give you insight on what he gave you. Praise God. But understand this, that God ain't schizophrenic, man. I've seen people lose sight of what God has totally gave them from the beginning because they started getting caught up in themselves, getting caught up in what's around them. Amen. You got some folks that say, first they say God told them to build a church, and then all of a sudden God ain't say build a church no more. God said, start a business. Which one? Did he tell you to do a church and a business? Or did he just tell you to do a church? It sounds confusing, don't it? Amen. But you got some folks that actually like that. I'm telling you, I've seen a whole lot of folks from all walks in this thing. Amen. They never stick to what God first gave them. Amen. They never stick to what God first gave them. Hallelujah. Their speech, another thing. Another thing, amen. Their speech, that's including their prophesying or their preaching or their teaching, becomes repetitive and confusing. Have you ever heard folks just teach in circles? Have you ever heard folks just teach in circles? I've heard it. I've heard people who call themselves prophetic vessels teach in circles. Talk in circles. They talk in confusion. Amen. They always got to use all these old big sophisticated words that, my God. Oh, yeah, you have prophetic schizophrenia who use big words, big confusing words, and half of it they don't understand themselves barely. It just comes to them naturally. Prophetic schizophrenia. Oh, yes, it's true. Amen. You cannot understand. It's hard to understand the teaching of a prophetic schizophrenic. Their gifting is unstable. Their teachings are not reliable. Their prophecies are always questionable. Amen. Amen. It is. Praise God. Now check this out. Their prophecies are very unstable. Let me get on that. I'm going to tell you something. God is not schizophrenic here. God is not double-minded. If God says you are to do something, that's what you're going to do. Okay? If God says you got something coming, it's coming to you. Believe that. Yeah? Now, there are certain instances where God will change his mind on some things. Amen. Just like when Hezekiah was getting ready to die and he laid on his bed and, you know, he cried out to God. And then, you know, the Lord, the same prophet that spoke death, amen, over him, the Lord made that prophet Isaiah, turn right back around and add 15 more years to his life. Amen. So there are some instances where God will change his mind. Amen. Concerning judgment for you, depending on what you do. But let me tell you something. God's intentions for you never change. Yeah? That's just like when God first intended for us to rule in the earth, when he created Adam. Praise God, all this stuff happened. Everything happened. Man fell into sin. All